Oh my goodness, it is a Yacht Rock staple right there. Robbie Dupree's classic Steal Away. And that version by our next guest and his crewmates, if you will, from the Yacht Rock band Yachtly Crew. Touring the country on the Full Steam Ahead tour, they've got a six-song EP out called Seize the Day, S-E-A-S. And we're happy to welcome Philly Ocean back to downtown for the second time. Philly was with us last year around this time, and it has been it's been a remarkable journey since then, Philly. Since you were on with us, this thing has just gotten bigger and better than ever. You guys are selling out wherever you go and have got a huge concert tour ahead of you. Starting this weekend, you guys will be in Las Vegas beginning the Full Steam Ahead tour.
It is honestly so crazy. I have to pinch myself several times a day to make sure that I'm still, I'm not dreaming all of this up. It's just so cool to see people respond to these 70s and 80s soft rock hits that we call Yacht Rock. The way that we do, we love these songs, and that people have found a home for them in their heart is just incredible. It's truly amazing.
What do you think it is about that music? Obviously, there's a nostalgia factor, but it's more than that. These songs seem to have such staying power, and when you guys play them, man, they feel as contemporary as they did 40 years ago.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. They definitely have staying power, but I think beyond that, I don't think anyone out there would be surprised by how stressful life can be and how crazy things can seem in the world right now. And I really think that we all are looking for and need places in our lives and in the world where we can just go and have fun. We can let our guard down. We can enjoy ourselves. We can be happy. And that for sure is all a part of our goal and why we do what we do. And it makes me so happy that it seems to translate to people.
Well, it sure does. And you never know who's going to show up. I love the video of Sebastian Bach singing with you guys.
That was so cool. Oh my gosh. And who knew that he was a fan of Yacht Rock also, but here he was in the crowd and we're playing that show. And I remember I look back at my drummer, Sailor Hawkins, and he motions for me to come over. And while he's in the middle of drumming a song, he's like, "Sebastian Bach is here. He's in the crowd. He wants to come up and sing a song with us. Are you okay with that?" And I'm like, "Of course I'm okay with that. That's yes, absolutely." So we've had a slew of really, really cool experiences like that. Mario Lopez has become a big friend of ours and a big fan. And, he's done so much for us. He's actually in.
Well, he's in your Sex on the Beach video, right?
Yeah, that's him. He plays the bartender, and he started just by coming out to the shows when we were playing our residency in the Viper Room here in Los Angeles. He was just coming out to the shows because he's a huge fan of Yacht Rock, and we became friends. And then, before we knew it, he's like, "Hey, why don't you let me be in your music video and I'll help you guys out," which honestly, we couldn't have dreamed that if we tried.
And you've toured with people who are performers from the Yacht Rock era. And I think with some people, maybe in the early days of that designation, they weren't quite sure if it was intended to be a compliment or not. But I feel like a lot of those artists have really embraced Yacht Rock.
Yeah, they really have. And I think, at first they were like, "Are we being made fun of?" Which I could understand. I mean, even I think the first use of the word Yacht Rock was this parody web series on YouTube, and they were kind of lovingly making fun of these artists, and I think people were like, what is this, why are now it's just been embraced by so many people, and so from 10 years old up to 80 years old, and people just see how much fun they're having with their music, and I think the artists have really come around.
We're talking with Philly Ocean of Yachtly Crew. It has to be also fun to look out in the crowd and see not just the people who grew up with this music, but younger generations who have fallen in love with it as well.
It's the best. I mean, and that just goes to show you how good the music is, really. That people of all generations respond to it and they get into it. And, you know, they find joy in it. That just shows you how powerful music can be. As my bass player, Baba Booey, likes to say, music always wins. And I think that we're seeing that happen in real time.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know the story, can you give us a little background of how all of you talented performers came together to form Yachtly Crew?
You know, we all came together because we love this music. It was kind of a random, amalgamation of people from different backgrounds. Some people in the band knew each other for years. Others, you know, we had like, you know, several degrees of separation. But it was like, oh, do you know people who like this music, who can play it, who can sing it? It's not the easiest music to play. They're not just three-chord songs. A lot of these artists were influenced by R&B, soul, jazz, and they really wanted to write really, really good songs. And so, you know, they can be challenging to play. They take a lot of musicianship. And, you know, that being what it is, when we were putting the band together, we knew that we needed musicians that were up to the challenge and that also had a love. And so then we kind of came together. You know, some of it was like literal Craigslist ads for auditions, you know, that we would reply to. I know the guitar player, our guitar player, Tommy Booey, his sister, Jessica, is a good friend of mine from when I used to just go to karaoke bars for fun. And, you know, that's how I got to be in the band. So it was just kind of a weird, random, you know, happenstance how we all came together.
You've got your EP out, a 6-song EP, Seize the Day, SEAS, of course, and it's got Sex on the Beach, some great covers as well. How much of a thrill was it to find yourselves being signed by Jimmy Buffett's label, Mailboat Records?
Literally a dream come true. You know, Jimmy Buffett is a musical icon. He's a hero of mine. I've been listening to him since I was 15 years old. And I've always loved his music. So the fact that he kind of saw in us what we do and you know, he believed in us and signed us to his record label, honestly, I couldn't have asked for a more humbling and inspiring experience. You know, we're sad that he's no longer with us. That's really a huge loss. But he's just an amazing, amazing man. And he left such a legacy that we hope to continue.
Well, and you guys carry on Jimmy's great tradition of providing fun for audience members and giving them a good time. And some of the songs have some serious moments, but a chance to take your mind off everything else that's going on in the world and just sit there and enjoy the music and get up and move around a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's all about bringing joy to people. You know, and that's what Jimmy did, and that's what we want to do.
Well, I'm looking at this tour schedule, the Full Steam Ahead tour. You guys are everywhere, and you will be here in the Northeast, on a couple of times. You'll be in Trenton, New Jersey in July, but up a little closer to us later in the summer here. Webster, Mass. On July 25th, Cohasset, Mass. On the 26th, you'll be in Providence, Rhode Island, July 27th, back in Hyannis on the 28th, and then up in Albany, New York on July 30th. You guys are taking over the country this summer.
That's our goal. Is it that obvious? Yeah. We are really building a huge fan base all across the country. And I will tell you, I think we're just getting started. Everywhere we go now, we have, you know, huge audiences. We were just at the Keswick Theater just outside of Philadelphia, well over 1,000 people, first time there. Sold it out, and it was just the biggest, most fun night we've had in a long time.
I have to think it must be pretty difficult putting together the set list because there's so much great music. Do you guys decide as a group what's in, what's out?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we are constantly changing the set list to our shows. I mean, the thing is we have over 115 songs in our repertoire.
Wow.
And so we're able to, you know, there's about 20 songs that are like the core, maybe 25 songs that are the core Yacht Rock songs that if we don't play, people will literally write us at like hate mail and they'll say, you know, how come you didn't play Baker Street? Why didn't you play Africa? You know, those are the staples. But beyond that, we have about 15 songs in our show that we can kind of massage in and out. We can move around and that allows us to keep our show fresh, but it also allows the people who come back to see us again and again to have a different new experience every time that they do. And that's really, really cool. You know, we are always innovating and trying to bring something new to our performances.
Well, one of the things that's great about what you guys do, you're honoring the music, but you're not trying to do a note-for-note recreation. You're trying to put your own spin on these great songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really delicate balance. On one hand, you know, there are we want to stay true to the originals while also bringing our own magic to it. There are things that people expect to hear in these songs. You know, they're so iconic. They want to hear the, you know, the solo the way that it is on Africa. They want to hear the melody the way that it is when we sing I Keep Forgetting. You know, there are things that you can't deviate from, because then it just starts to lose the authenticity of. But yeah, we definitely put our own spin on it. We're incredible performers. We're super high energy. So it's not just like going to see a band who's standing there and going through the motions. We put our hearts and souls into our performances, and we get the crowd involved a lot as well.
I'm so old, I remember the old show, Name That Tune. What's the Yacht Rock classic that you play that takes the fewest notes for the audience to realize what you're playing and have that big reaction?
Oh, there's so many, but one that gets a huge reaction is the Escape song, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. You know, as soon as you hear that bump, 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 the crowd just goes crazy. They know what it is from those notes, and they sing along for the rest of the time. It's really, really neat.
Yachtly Crew, the nation's number one yacht rock band all over America this summer on the Full Steam Ahead tour. You can get their EP, Seize the Day, as well. Go to the website, yachtlycrew.com, for more information. And if they are anywhere near you, make sure you check them out. It'll be the highlight of your summer. Philly Ocean with us. Philly, great to talk with you again. We wish you and the crew much success and a whole lot of fun out on the road this summer.
Yes, wonderful talking to you too as well. Thank you so much. And we'll see you this summer on the Full Steam Ahead tour. Check us out at yachtlycrew.com.
Philly Ocean, Yachtly Crew. Getting it done. They're so much fun. You can go on their website, go online, check out some of their videos too. Good stuff. Feel good music.